What's the like exchange rate on
cats?
Cats to dollars.
Oh god. Your guess is as good as mine.
One.
In this economy, Jez?
Yeah. $10 for a cat.
$1 for a...
No. Other way. Point one cat.
How much would his spaceship been worth?
On the open market in the 80s? Or jeez.
Are we talking US dollar or like
British
US.
Pound? Because okay. Then I can convert backwards to Malmackian currency, which is cats.
I'm in a real identity crisis here, Al.
Nothing penetrates within Dawson.
Who do you see in the mirror?
20.
Oh, grey, hot.
Hello and welcome to the Incomplete series, your incomplete guide to every television show you've never watched or that you have watched and just want to hear new things about the TV shows that you love. My name is Morgan and this is a podcast where we watch the very first episode of a television series and then the very last episode of a television series and try and figure out what happened in the middle and try and work out why they made these shows to begin with. Joining me again is Mr. Jeremy Wiseman. Jerome, welcome back.
Thank you. Presumptuous of you to say that we could tell people new things about the shows that they've watched when we're only watching the first and last episode and they've watched the whole show.
We have a unique perspective though.
That's very true.
Mm. We do have a unique perspective and that perspective lacks a lot of information.
You're right.
So I don't think we're telling anyone anything new about the
show.
We
can tell them new things. Yeah. Might not be true.
That's true.
But new things, exactly.
True. Yeah. That's true.
So...
Okay, all right. I take it back.
Is that your last question for me for the podcast?
Last question.
Yeah?
Until the cross-examination.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. I'm not saying anything more for the rest of the podcast. I was wrong, and I'm going to sit this one out.
You rest your case?
The defense rests.
Aaron. The offense, sorry.
Aaron, how are you?
The legal offense. I'm good, Morgan. How many people do you reckon have watched all of Elf?
Ooh. I mean, there was an audience for it because it lasted four seasons.
The camera guy would have watched a lot of episodes.
I don't know. Enough people to get the Simpsons reference about Elf.
Yeah, that's true.
He's back.
Elf Pogs. Remember Elf? He's back in Pog form.
Pog form. And Scott, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you, Morgan?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Really good, really well. Sorry, my grammar slipped.
Superman does really good. You do really well.
Thanks, Tracy. Good 30 Rock reference there, Jez. No, I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Jez didn't ask as usual, just kind of plows into my openings and starts critiquing them.
Mm. I do both. I criticize and critique.
That's true, you do. So, Elf.
Yeah.
Very different from the last episode we did in Pretty Little Liars, is that this was palatable.
There's not a whole lot of overlaps between the two programs.
Virtually none.
Both were on TV.
Do you reckon Pretty Little Liars could have used an Elf character?
Could have.
Or maybe it had an Elf character in the middle.
I would watch Pretty Little Liars if Elf was in it.
Just one of the teenage girls?
Yeah, just replace it with Elf.
And one of the cats or something. Could just like swap it out for Elf.
Yeah, why not?
Mm.
You could have it.
Couldn't hurt.
And you know what the story I could be? He'd be getting messages from A and it would be about him eating cats. You know? I mean, because who could it be?
But like the evil twin, like he could eat one of their cats and assume its identity, infiltrate the group.
Eat one of the cats and assume its identity.
And yeah, then like, infiltrate
like eat
the group.
Cat and pretend to be the cat.
Like Kirby?
No. Just because like the cat would be dead, so he'd just slot in and pretend like nothing happened.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe shave himself to look like a cat. I don't know.
Because cats are all shaved.
Yeah, most cats are shaved. But Elf, what did you know about Elf going in, Jez?
Were there movies?
There was one movie.
Yeah.
Project
Elf. I knew the character.
Yeah.
I knew the character, wisecracking, furry alien. When I think alien, it's not really what I sort of envision.
No.
I never think like a furry sort of thing with a weird snout.
More goo.
Beady eyes. More goo, more like
aardvark crossed with a kangaroo was one character said in the first episode.
Yeah. Which I don't... It's close.
Close enough.
It's Jerry's mum from...
It is indeed.
Yeah. Jerry's mum from Seinfeld.
No. Well, there's a big reveal going. Yeah. We might as well wrap this up. So thanks for listening, guys.
Aaron, did you know much about Elf going in?
No. Just the Simpsons reference, really.
Yeah.
Had good gags, though.
Do you know what a Pog is, though? Is it like a Tarzo?
I think it's Tarzo.
Tarzo. Scott, do you know anything about Elf going in?
I knew what it stood for. Alien life form. Mm-hmm. That's about it. I don't think I've seen a single second of the actual show. Oh, no. Hang on. Sorry.
What did you watch instead, then?
Not sure. Home and Away for 28 seasons. No, I saw the intro for the show when I was in Hawaii earlier in the year. Yeah. And it looked bananas.
It's a great intro.
It is a great intro.
It gets so many costumes.
It gets way better.
Great, just jazzy 80s music.
I love it. Yeah, he's got in the suit when he's playing the sax. And
yeah.
He's got like a fake nose on at one point, dressed like a news reporter. so many costumes.
I do find Elf very humorous.
Yeah. I had seen a couple of episodes coming in. It was on Foxtel at one point, and I just caught some episodes here and there. And I just remember I remember distinctly one scene where Elf is helping the son, Brian, with his homework. And Brian asked him, "Oh, who started World War II?" And obviously, Alf, as we've learned, has no human. Like, they pick and choose what skills, human skills he has. But he's like, "Oh, it was either Colonel Klink or Sergeant Schultz." Mm. I think it was Colonel Klink. And then, he gets his homework back and it's all wrong because Alf's been advising him. Like, who started World War II? Colonel Klink. Mm. So I remember there was a few good gags. So I know I knew a little bit.
It's a tough question
about
for a 6-year old.
Who's Colonel Klink?
Mm. Yeah, from Hogan's Heroes.
Mm. Didn't watch it.
Hogan. It's where they got the South Park character, the. One always bad-mouthing Mimsy.
Ah, okay.
I forgot about that.
Hogan's Heroes was like a lowbrow Great Escape.
Very lowbrow Great Escape. Mm.
Okay. It's kind of like the Allo of war films.
Yeah.
Okay.
War films? War TV shows.
Isn't Allo a war TV show?
It is.
Sort of.
This one's set
it's like
POW camp.
Spies and...
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
It's like Poor Man's MASH.
Yeah.
Poor man's MASH. Okay. Said World War II.
It's more like a poor man's Pretty Little Lies.
So anyway, we did Hogan's Heroes for this episode.
Yeah. What? We did Elf. Cool. Yeah. Anyway, should we just jump into episode one?
Sure.
This is the way it began, that extraordinary night. The night he came.
Episode one of Elf begins at the Tanner's house with the father, Willie, heading out to the shed to call Yugoslavia on his ham radio with his son Brian in tow. Willie picks up a signal on his radio as an object heading straight towards their house, a spaceship containing an alien life form, or an elf.
What?
An elf. An A-L-F, that's short for alien life form.
Can I stay in my room?
No. No, this thing is not staying in anyone's room. It's not staying.
The Tanners, being a creative bunch, name the elf Elf. Elf then reveals his home planet, Melmac, has been destroyed and he has nowhere else to go.
Now, if Willie fixes my ship, I suppose I could start a new life somewhere else, on some desolate, crater-filled asteroid.
The alien police show up looking for Elf, but in a sign that they're willing to accept him, the Tanners turn them away.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
The episode ends with Elf telling gags around the dinner table, settling into regular family life.
Tight. Very tight.
Yeah. Very tight.
I mean, not really a lot happened. I mean, no. Elf crashed and then he's automatically just this wisecracking like talk show host.
I mean, I could hang out of the house. Could have explained his antics, if for some reason he was just hanging around in the shower while Brian was in the shower.
No, you
Brian.
Mean Willie.
Willie.
Willie was in the shower, just hanging around.
What accent is that?
Willie?
Yeah. Is it Yugoslavian?
No, I don't think so. Can I point out, though, how old do you think the actor Willie, Max Wright, who played Willie, was in that episode?
76.
Like 56?
43.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah. Oh,
there were some hard years.
Yeah. Wow.
I hope he's accomplished a lot.
He's a very weathered 43-year-old.
He's wearing it on his face.
Yeah, because I was so intrigued by that. I was like, I wonder how old this guy is. Because
he looks about 60.
He definitely kind of looked like the sort of guy who looked a lot older than what he really was. But I was floored to see him as 43.
One of the weirdest things, this is like the main thing that I noticed from this show, was because obviously Alf's a puppet.
Mm. Only half the time, though.
Only half the time, because they didn't shy away from showing full body shots of him. But he was never talking in any of the full body shots.
No, he's always running somewhere around. Somewhere.
So they got like a kid or a little person.
It was a little person.
Yeah.
Mm,
is that the right term?
I think so.
Yeah.
To jump in the elf suit and do all the
movements.
Yeah, they got a person from Hungary called Mihaly Mezaros, who was, let me tell you how tall.
3 foot.
2'8" and 3/4".
Whoa, that is really short.
It's small.
About the size of a 6-year-old.
Lived to 76.
An elf.
Wow.
Hmm. What, so how old was he when he was doing this? How
died
long ago
in
was
2016.
Elf was 86.
So he was 47.
Wow. Is that a good gig for a 47-year-old? I can't tell. I don't really know.
Run around in a suit dressed as an alien.
For the odd shot when you got to...
I don't know. I mean, what else do you do when you're 2'8¾?
On the alien police that you mentioned, I like how like the military shows up and there's guys say, are you harboring an alien? They ask all these questions about the alien, about what they're going to do. And they're like, no, we don't have him.
We are not harboring any space creatures.
Hi. Thank you. Have a nice day.
The Air Force doesn't just show up to check on and see if someone's got an alien and then just leave based on their word.
Very Colonel Clink.
Very Colonel Clink.
Mm.
I did enjoy it at the start when Willie went out to the shed to check on his ham radio or whatever. And his wife was like, oh, turn that thing off. And he's like, I can't turn it off. The signal's locked in. Like, it's taking control of his radio.
Oh, is he saying he physically can't turn it off? Or that I can't bring myself to do this. Yeah.
But maybe.
He goes out to the shed, go, oh, I'm going to call my buddy in Yugoslavia. Gets out there, and he's clearly going to get some privacy. And then the entire family just rolls in.
Is that code for jerking off in the shed?
Yeah. There is no friend.
There's a guy in Yugoslavia who reads erotic fiction too over the ham radio.
He's really turned on by the Slavic accent.
Yeah.
Right. So, Yugoslavian erotic fiction. Yes or no?
That's a yes from me. That's
hard yes? Soft yes? Soft yes?
You didn't really, does it really take matter? Long to make the decision.
I know what I like. I know what I'm into, and that's Yugoslavian erotica. Combine that with some autoerotic asphyxiation and you've got yourself an evening right there. Yeah. Maybe that's what Max was
I'm sure there's like an Willie Urban Dictionary term for that. It's like
Yugoslavian order. Listen to all Yugoslavian order. We're really not talking about the show, are we?
Really not a lot happened.
Really
like
around
a Slavic Sunday or something.
Yeah, there will be that term in Urban Dictionary now.
Slavic Sunday.
All right. Somebody get onto Urban Dictionary. Yeah.
So what
I was going to say another thing. He kind of emotionally, like, when the mother's talking to the alien police, the Air Force guy, and they don't want Alf to go, but like Alf kind of forces his way in by, you know, kind of becoming friends with the son. And sort of then the kids sort of like emotionally blackmail their mother into keeping this alien. I mean, they're harboring an alien. They've got no idea what that it's. It could be terrifying.
He could kill them. You'd be way more freaked out.
Oh, definitely. Mm. I don't care how friendly and hilarious he is.
Mm.
You've got an alien here. God knows what it's brought with it.
He could be like a xenomorph from actual alien. Like he could bury into their chest or something.
Exactly. Mm. No
jump
idea.
In their face. He could have a little like mouth inside his mouth that comes out.
It's like Nibbler being really cute and furry, but it eats everything from Futurama.
Yeah. Mm. And he says he wants a snack and he wants to eat the cat because Elf eats cats. And then they're like, no eating cats in this house. 2 minutes later, he's trying to eat the cat.
So
that's a big red flag.
He cannot be trusted.
Got to get him out there.
On his planet, did they have cats, and that was their
that's
source
the assumption,
of food, or
right?
Are they just closest to like whatever his like back home version of beef is?
Mm.
Yeah, cat farms
because he's smaller. Yeah, maybe they farm cats. I don't know.
Mm. I think
he wasn't also speaking about back home. He wasn't too cut up about the fact that his home planet had been blown up.
No, he was pretty cool with it. So bit of an outcast.
It's hard to tell how long ago that happened.
Yeah,
like whether it had just happened and he was like, oh well, I'm on my way out, and then he crash landed. At Earth, or whether it happened like 10 years ago.
Do you reckon this is the first family he's been with? Do you reckon this is his first time on Earth?
The last family just kicked him out. They're like, Jesus Christ.
On Earth. And then
I reckon he's just kind of drifting family to family.
The whole spaceship crashing in the roof is just a bit of a ruse.
Yeah, yeah.
He speaks English and he knows a lot of pop culture references.
He does. He's got that sort of New York style wise crackingness to him.
And he has a taste for cats. So
he's clearly been eating cats for a while. So he's definitely been around traps for a while.
Yeah.
Melmac, like, they just kicked him out. Like, there it wasn't destroyed. And then when he gets that call in the last episode to come back, it's like, all right, we've decided you're out of exile. You've gone to Earth to learn some manners. You can come back. But in reality, he's still a dirtbag. Just wants
such
to eat the cat and just moosh off their resources.
They just blow him off in the last episode.
Do they?
With a Slavic Sunday.
They give him the old Slavic Sunday. No, it's like, I don't want to, you know, lead the cart before the horse. I got it right.
Yes.
10 points. But his friends come to pick him up, and then they get spooked by like the most minor thing ever. three vans.
The Air Force.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm out.
These are some really underwhelming alien life forms.
Yeah. They ask him to wear a trench coat and a fedora.
Yeah.
It's as a joke. He's clearly a joke back in his planet, in Melmac. If there's anything
less. It's like the Melmacian Woody Allen. Maybe. Who's like a punchline comedian? Like a.
Like there, the he's
like
the a joke.
No, Rod, like the one line, like all they do is
he's like Rodney Dangerfield. Rodney Dangerfield, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Have
Rodney
we already talked about everything that happened in episode one?
it's been like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we just blew through.
His real name's Gordon.
Yeah,
that's right. A thing. Another Earth name.
Yeah,
interesting.
I don't know. He unravels a bunch of toilet paper to give to Willy when he's getting out of the shower. Yeah. I don't know why he's still there when he's getting out of the shower.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, yeah. The quickest shower.
So. Oh, this actually, I want to talk about
80
this.
Seconds.
So he is Brian. No.
Willie?
No, the little kid.
Yeah, Brian.
The little kid's Brian. Yeah.
They're sitting watching TV and then they go to get a drink and the mum's like, no pop before dinner. But then.
And gets him a beer.
They grab beers and she comes back and she's like, you can't be drinking beers in my house. How come he can't drink beers?
Elf.
Yeah.
Or
why
kid?
Does she care?
Well, she's.
Well,
no,
well the kid. The kid.
She cares
yeah,
the kid. I don't
what about Elf? No, she takes him off. Takes it off
because,
both of them.
Because he's influencing the kid. Because
she can't trust him. So yeah. Who knows what he can do when he's tanked.
True.
He could have special powers. He could burrow into her chest.
He could.
But only when he's tanked.
And we know in that time
he's a drunk skills.
He'd already finished that beer in that time that they went to get the go is to the fridge
he,
and get
is
a drink.
He of Melmackian drinking age? He seems
he's
like.
He's like 286 or something.
How really? Do you know that?
They, that was his age, yeah.
Did they bring that up at some point?
Yeah. He mentioned that he was like old enough.
Okay.
To drink. Mm. Old enough for what?
To party.
And they seem to keep him just all entirely like on the base that like he was a good influence on the son because the son was now eating mashed potatoes at the end and wasn't at the start.
Yeah. Like, well. And drinking beers.
I mean, yeah.
Smashing tinnies, eating potatoes.
Yeah. This is the positive impact
pretty
that he has on his family.
So when Alf showers, does he just shampoo the top of his head or his whole body?
I would say it's
this is
because he's got because like he's covered in fur, but he's also got hair.
He's got a definite do. On top.
Yeah, there is a do. It's quite feathered. It's
It's
very.
What's the difference if you're a Malmackian?
White Goodman.
What's the difference between the hair on top of your head and the hair everywhere else?
Do you reckon it's different hair. It's like wool and hair.
Maybe.
Maybe. You're like sheep human hybrids.
It's like it's like horses. You know how they got like.
Fur and then a mane. Yeah,
and then the mane.
So his mane's up top.
Yeah,
that's the do.
Yeah.
So you shampoo the mane, and then what do you?
Horse shampoo. Yeah. Regular human shampoo on the head, horse shampoo on the body.
When Willy went to have a shower in the morning and go shave, what's the wife's name? I can't remember. She wakes up next to Alf. Mm. So between Willy getting up and her waking up, Alf had just slipped into the bed next to the wife.
It's a bit of a weird
making
thing
a move.
Definitely, without a doubt.
Is it like a dog thing? Like you know, like a dog sleeps at the foot of the bed.
He got in the bed.
Yeah, he was well. He was up.
He was
up
naked.
He was naked.
I mean, we're going to talk about the Humphrey B. Bear phenomenon later, but we should probably cover the last episode first.
The Alf finale kicks off with Alf in the garage, fiddling around with the ham radio, trying to contact Australia.
Come in, please. Good day. What's the matter? A dingo got your tongue?
While trying to reach out, he's contacted by members from his home planet. His friends have found a new Malmack, and they want to take him with them. Alf has to decide whether to go back and live with his people or stay with the Tanner family, and he is paralyzed by the impossible decision.
They want my answer. I hate it when they push me like that!
Eventually, Alf decides to live with his race at the new Malmack. Cue a long series of heartfelt goodbyes from the family.
Alf, I don't know what to say. You certainly turned our lives inside out, but you've also made us laugh. You've expanded our horizons. You've given us experiences that no other family on Earth can share.
Meanwhile, the military, led by Seinfeld's Mr. Lipman, are intercepting the transmissions, trying to crack the code of where the Malmackians will be landing.
I knew it! We're not crazy! We haven't wasted the last 10 years of our lives!
The Tanners take Alf to the meeting spot, but they are confronted by the military, and the Malmackians take off without Alf.
Wait! Don't leave me!
The show concludes with a to be continued and Alf surrounded by the Air Force.
Pretty dark finish.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought that as well. Very dark. Especially when they were talking, if you loop this back in with the first episode, when the space police guy comes. I don't know what he is.
Were they alien research?
Yeah.
Something.
he comes to the house and they're like, oh, what are you going to do to him? He's like, oh, I don't know. We'll, like, you know, boil him and
dissect him and
pull his toenails off. And then he finally gets caught by these people. Yeah. So you can only assume afterwards that he just gets...
Well, I can tell you, I did look up... So they did that on the pretense that they were going to do a made-for-TV movie pretty much straight after. But the TV movie didn't come out till 96 and the show finished in 1990. So it's
6 years.
Yeah, huge gap. So the
How does it take that long to make a movie out?
Yeah, well, the Tanner family's not in it at all.
Yeah.
So
really? Martin Sheen's in it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
As it's like, Alf?
Yeah, it's like they've decided they're not like...
In the suit.
I've seen the start of it and like I remember it actually being kind of funny, but I was like eight. So basically what happens is that the Air Force or the military has Alf. I mean, they haven't... Like all their experiments, they've just gotten nothing out of him. Like it's all these gags. Like the scientists keep getting killed trying to do research on him. Yeah, it's all gags.
Hilarious. How funny.
I know, so
workplace
funny.
Safety is such a joke.
I know. Anyway, then like they find out they're going to cancel the Alf project because it's not working out, and then two officers, you know, try and save him and take him away, and it's just like a series.
Well, that's sort of. But you don't really need the Tanner family.
No, you don't. But
they probably put him in at the end.
But it was not successful because the Tanners weren't. Because Alf. Well, Alf got a reasonable rating on IMDb, and it's not the worst show we've done.
I feel like people look back on these sorts of 80s sitcoms with like rose-colored goggles.
Yeah, you're not watching this week to week.
No, and they always, they just have these high rating systems. Like, oh, I remember I watched that when I was 6 years old, like Morgan was saying. I laughed at it. So
fucking Morgan.
Give it a 10.
What'd she say?
I'm saying Alf should be a 5. But it's
at best.
Like Happy Days. Like we watched Happy Days. Like, oh, this is pretty average.
Yeah.
Did you guys in that episode, did you enjoy the colonial burn that he put on, like when he was talking about the new planet they were going to go to? He's we'll trick the natives with giving them trinkets for nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Colonial burn.
That's some good gags.
There's some good gags. It's not, like I said, it's not the worst show we've done. I mean, look, there's not a lot of substance at all.
Anyway, the Humphrey B. Bear conundrum is that I was trying to explain this before the show, that you don't think that he's naked until he puts on clothes, and then when he doesn't have the clothes later, then you're like, okay, so now he's naked. If he never put on clothes in the first place,
you'd be like, this is how he is.
This is how he is. But as soon as he puts on clothes and takes them off, that's when it gets weird.
Because a lot of cartoon animals just wear like a vest or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that makes it weird.
It does.
If they were just a bear, then it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. Bears don't have clothes. But he because if they start showing like a sense of modesty, then it means they know they've got something to be ashamed of.
Which is
I mean, they're self-aware enough to be wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Age-old biblical tale.
Yeah. But he at the start of the episode, he's wearing like the same outfit as Willie when he's sitting at the ham radio. He's got a little checkered shirt on and like slacks. And then he takes off and he's naked for the rest of the episode. So is that the family on. Like Alf? Come on, we got guests.
Put a pair of
pants on? Just put a vest on.
I don't know. Maybe it's like a comment on like society's obsession with clothing and how that doesn't really matter that much in the long run.
If I did that, then people would call me out on it.
But that's just because
so what's the difference?
How obsessed
I'm not hairy enough?
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
If you had a mane and hair everywhere else, then you'd be fine.
Okay.
I don't blame the mother, Kate, for just being so excited when he's out, like Alf's gone. I mean, for the love of God, I've had a furry alien in my house being a terrible,
corrupting my children,
terrible influence on my son.
Yeah, think of the antics.
Mooching off our resources. It's great. And he humiliates his son. Send her son to school with a kick me sign on his back.
He's a real dirtbag.
He is. And she, presumably, this is a show in the 80s, so I assume that Willie would be like the breadwinner, and she would be at home.
Yeah.
So she's got to spend the most time with Alf
dealing with shit.
Yeah. Day in, day out. She has every right to be.
Do you reckon he went on real world adventures?
What's that?
Like chucked on a suit and tie and head out?
American Dad.
Yeah, Roger from American Dad.
Yeah, I think...
He would have gotten out about a few
couple
times.
Yeah. That's got to be like the main sort of thing that happens. People coming in and discovering out.
Yeah. In the opening credits, like he's wearing all those zany outfits. Maybe the zany outfits are like if he puts that on, maybe people in the 80s weren't sharp enough to realize that he's actually just like a furry alien underneath.
Yeah, that checks out. I assume that at some point like Willie's brother comes over and he's in like a few episodes and he like they're trying to hide Alf from like the brother and his wife or something like that. would have happened at some point. Just trying to, and all that.
And then he keeps popping out and like going to get a beer or something.
Yeah,
and they're all frantic.
You can, you know, you could really use Elf to endorse your beer label. You know, really washes the grief away. I stole that from Soy Sunny, but you know what I mean.
I enjoyed in the scene in the military base where they're trying to track the signal, and Lippman's giving the orders to people, and then one of the officers just whispers to the other, "Oh, I love it when he takes control."
I love it when he takes control.
What's that, Sergeant?
Nothing, sir.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
So weird.
That's pretty funny. I don't know what they were getting. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand either. It's like. That military set is just terrible.
Yeah,
it's like so it's got bad. A few desks and just like and then just put computers
just
on there.
Just made the room as dark as possible.
Exactly.
Flashing the most of it. Yeah. Always dark. Why are they not well with these military officers?
Yeah. This is your OH&S issue.
That's why they're making so many mistakes. It's like reading the code. Like, what does it mean? Like, you just can't see it.
Also, what do we think Melmac's like? Or Melmac was like? It's gone now.
Mm.
I mean, I assume if Alf is, you know, humanoid in shape, he speaks English, he breathes oxygen.
Do you reckon all the other elves speak English? Or did he just pick it up
when
he got here?
They had Melmacian code.
Yeah, are they monitoring Earth?
Possibly. Do you think they're going to invade Earth?
Yeah, recolonizers.
I feel like in a ground war, we've got them covered.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm.
They want us for our cats?
Actually,
are they out
sense.
Of cats?
They well, maybe they could make a treaty, share the technology, and we just give them like a supply of cats.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's not a bad treaty.
Mm-hmm. Are
so
they,
we got a wild cat
are they
problem
technologically advanced, though? I mean, they can...
Well, they flew here.
Massive,
I mean, they've,
like...
Yeah.
But Alf doesn't know how to fix his ship. He needs Willy to fix it.
That's
for
what
him.
I mean. No, like, but he doesn't seem to...
Could you fix a plane? If you're, can you fix your car when it breaks down?
If he was a pilot, yeah. though.
No, yeah. if he's a pilot, but the thing is, like, could you fix your car if it breaks down, for example?
Me personally, no, but there are a lot of people that can.
True, but what I'm saying is he could just be, he could, I mean,
it does make it seem
like us.
Yeah, it does make it seem like the spaceships are like consumer grade technology.
Yeah, yeah,
which is
so it's easy enough for him. And then he doesn't look like he's any sort of government person.
Government.
He's not affiliated with government. He just looks like he's a guy who's just gotten the spaceship to get out of there, and the planet was going to explode. So you can presume that he just got in his car and just took off.
Mm. Yeah.
Why was it going to explode?
No cats. Yeah. Some sort of civil war.
What happens to this planet if we don't have enough?
Yeah.
It's like a critical mass of cats you have to maintain at all times.
Naturally.
Yeah.
The planet explodes.
That's why they've never been considered cuisine here. Yeah.
The cats
we got
are,
close once.
The cats are the cats are currency, basically.
Over like in Melmac.
On Melmac.
So you guys are cat rich then? Because you guys have cats and I don't.
Yeah. I'm not.
We're
as
doing our
part
to save save the world, Morgs.
No, this world's not worth saving. I'm getting a dog. Another one.
You monster.
So they've advanced to the point where space travel
intergalactic travel.
Yeah, for consumers.
Yeah.
Like you can go down to the old spaceship store and buy one for pick up a used spaceship for 10 grand or something.
For two cats.
Yeah, but their currency is still cats.
Yeah. You have your little cat wallet?
Yeah. You sort of like carry a big sack over your shoulder filled with cats and go and buy some stuff.
Checks out.
What's the like exchange rate on
cats?
Cats to dollars.
Oh, God. Your guess is as good as mine.
0.1.
In this economy, Jez?
Yeah.
$10 for a cat.
$1 for a...
No. Other way. $0.1 cat for a dollar.
I would have thought at least 100.
$0.01 for a cat.
How much would his spaceship been worth?
On the open market in the 80s?
It was like a pretty old model.
Yeah.
Like
you said, consumer grade.
Are we talking US dollar or like
British
pound?
Yeah, US. Because then I can convert backwards to Melmacian currency, which is cats.
Right.
So you say 10 grand. That's 100 cats he's got to go and take down to the...
I'd say it's more than 10 grand.
I reckon it was hot.
It's probably
not the price.
Yeah,
that's why he skipped Melmac.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't actually explode.
Must be pretty...
just on the land.
Pretty easy to fly then. One would assume.
You would.
I've often thought
you've looked at a plane. I
reckon if you get
like
a spaceship,
how hard could it be?
Once you get it out of like the atmosphere, you can't really crash into anything.
Yeah, the odd asteroid belt.
Yeah, easy to learn.
Go round.
Easy to learn.
Yeah.
Even then,
there's
those
so
asteroid
much
belts,
space.
Those asteroids,
they're huge,
they're really far apart. They look like they're close together, but they are not.
Yeah.
The odds of getting hit by an asteroid is astronomically low.
Mm.
That's where that term came from.
It is.
I have a fun fact about Max Wright, who played Willy.
Please.
Mm. So after Alfie, you know, he wasn't in a whole lot of stuff. He just bobbed up as in a TV show, as playing roles here and there. But my favourite role that I came across that he played in the mid-90s was he was in an episode of Drew Carey where he played the voice of Drew's stomach.
Nope.
Oh. Good gig. His agent is really going to work great for gig. Him.
Is that an upgrade from Elf?
I want to say no.
Do you think they got him because his voice was famous from Elf, or do you think he just stooped that low as an actor?
A little column A, a little column B.
Like, would they have paid a lot for him?
Oh, I can't imagine. If you wouldn't pay a lot of money to someone who's just playing the voice of Drew Carey's stomach in the Drew Carey shirt.
If this was a TV show, would it be like me getting an unnamed actor to play the voice of my stomach, or someone like Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Gary Young.
Yeah. Or Gary.
I don't know. You wouldn't get Leo. I think you should get an unnamed actor.
Okay.
Or someone, or if you are going to get someone,
but is it
you
like
someone with a really distinctive voice, like a Morgan Freeman?
That's what I mean. Is it part of the gag that
people know that it's
Yeah.
Elf?
Yeah.
So like Drew Carey's hungry for cats all of a sudden.
Yeah. I think that was the name of the episode.
I don't know the context of the episode. So
it was just a single shot. It was like 25-minute shot of Drew Carey's stomach.
Yeah. Talking about eating cats.
Yeah.
And reminiscing about his times as the star of Elf.
I reckon he would have had the talk with Brian.
Elf would have had the talk.
Yeah.
But he's like 10 when the show ends.
Yeah, but Elf's pretty gross.
Elf is gross.
Well, he's 268 and...
86.
286, and he's hanging out with the giant. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, it does. I mean, I'd prefer you get the age bracket right.
And they're letting him just hang out with his small child.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
It's a weird relationship, that's for sure.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Would he have tried to explain some sort of Melmackian version of sex?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Probably what cats. They do. I mean, you can't really see his genitals, so how do you think they...
The nose.
The nose?
Yeah, oh, is that it's not a nose. It comes into play. Penis?
Yeah, that's a sexual organ.
Right.
You might have multiple sexual organs, but that's at least one of them.
It's like a jag-on?
Like a system.
Yeah. And a thrasher.
Is this the first episode, or the first show, rather, that we've had that's ended on a to-be-continued? It has to be.
I think so, yeah. It's strange to conclude a...
Baywatch Nights?
No. I think they ended that with a, huh?
Can we please be continued?
This is the first one, yeah. But they did intend on having that TV, maybe TV.
Yeah.
I can tell you in 2004, they relaunched Elf as a talk show with Elf.
Form?
In pog form. No, an actual 2004 talk show version where Elf has a talk show.
Really?
Elf's hit talk show.
How'd that go?
Yeah, Drew Carey and like
and Drew Carey's
and
stomach.
Tom Green, Tim
Jesus.
On there. Seven episodes. So I can tell you it did not go well.
Wow. Why is this like Aggro from Aggro's Cartoon Connection going on that dating show? Blind Date.
My God.
Do you remember that when that happened?
No. But that sounds awful. The thing is though, that was in 2004. Damn it. Elf finished in 1990, and then there was the Elf movie in 96. That's a long stretch.
Such a long stretch.
Long drinks for that.
What? No one's asking for Elf to come back.
No.
I feel like he's tapped that well.
He must have been I reckon he would have appeared on like talk shows and things like that every now and again. He just would have been one of those characters that sort of bobbed up. Now the character's well and truly dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a weird clip of outtakes of Elf making sexual advances at the daughter. And being quite racist.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't
at the daughter?
No, just talking to someone off camera, like dropping the N-bomb.
Are the Malmacs really racist? Or
no way.
Maybe.
He was acting the whole time. He knew the cameras were rolling.
Get away with a lot back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So we're assuming that this actor, you've seen his IMDb profile, Morgan. Presumably.
The voice of
no, Alf. Is he mainly?
No, I don't know, actually.
Is he Fusco?
Because I was going to say, is he like a Dustin Diamond type?
Ooh.
Where he's just like, he had this one gig and now he's just like holding on to it. Like those 6 years between 1990 and 1996, he was just holding on for dear life. Like, give me a TV special, come on.
I can tell you, he is mostly in Elf. He has not done much else. But you've seen Mr. Robot.
I have seen Mr. Robot.
He did the voice of Elf in one of the episodes of Mr. Robot.
Elf is in Mr. Robot.
Oh, there's this... really weird episode in season two where they're inside of a sitcom.
Oh, okay.
And Alf is in there.
I can't remember exactly. That's so weird. Oh. He sounds like he's a Dustin Diamond type.
Yeah.
Has he written a book?
I'm not sure, but he did the voice of Alf in Donald Trump, The Art of the Deal, the movie in 2016.
Yeah, I saw that. It's a satirical satirical movie with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, Funny on Die.
Yeah. But yeah, literally he's only played Elf like his entire... Like it's been... Since Elf came out, he's just done Elf.
That's at least sad. You could walk down the street and people would recognize you straight away because you're a furry little alien. I mean,
yeah.
Assuming he looks being like Elf.
Like, I've always thought
the suit.
He just appears he's in in an episode of Matlock as Elf. he's just Elf in everything.
Why do people want to put Elf in so many things? It must have been a huge moneymaker back in the day.
It's obviously a bit of a cultural phenomenon.
He's on the Love Boat as Elf. This is very, very strange.
Too many things. There's
the
too
Elf
many
shopping network?
Oh, no. What? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, clearly, I mean, Mr. Fusco has done very well out of Elf, the character. So I think he'd be struggling now with not appearing in anything.
So what do we think happened when Elf got taken by the military?
Well, one could presume that he was experimented on horrifically and would have the worst PTSD ever. It's a very dark ending.
Was the Elf TV movie like an R-rated hostel sort of thing?
Would he have the worst?
Or was it just like a taxi driver style thing of like a man, just a broken man trying to reintegrate into a...
Which one of those two
life?
Was it, Morgan?
Only two options. Okay, I'd say definitely the taxi driver. It's they went for a real high. They went for the high road, rather than the low road, hostel was. Yeah, I'd say so. When you get someone like Martin Sheen, you're definitely on the high road.
Yeah,
I've got a question. It's speculation, and I want to get everybody's ideas on it. Between the first episode and the last episode, the Tanners have another child.
Yeah,
who's the father? That's what I want.
There's a
know.
Baby.
There's another,
at the end. And they don't really...
They don't address it till the last shot.
Completely missed that.
Yeah, the mum's holding it.
It's in the back of the car. And yeah,
the mum's holding it. Yeah. Like, it doesn't feature in any of the episode, but the mum's holding the baby at the very end.
Without a doubt, it's Alf.
Alf is the father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
my
good.
God.
Yep, that's all I wanted to know.
Nope.
They probably didn't show it because it had so much hair.
Yeah.
And it was just easier not to.
Yeah.
Well, clearly, it was one of those like storylines that they opened up in the last season. Like, oh Jesus,
why we do this?
Now, look, we just can't. We can't just write out this baby. Like,
yeah, they kind of.
But then they essentially wrote it out and just had it in the background.
Yeah, well, that's what they did. I mean, they
you just get a fake
it.
Baby, and you.
Yeah, but the mum's holding it in like a blanket. And it's like, you know, it's just so pointless though. Like, clearly, it must have been a part of some story arc. And
maybe like end of season two, she's like, "I'm pregnant," and then Alf was like, "What does that mean?" Or something. I don't know.
I don't know about you guys. I think I'm just about elfed out.
Yeah.
So I think we need to kind of reboot this somehow. Az, do you want to kick us off?
I do indeed. I was going to take a bit of a different tact from the jovial antics of Elf. So I'm going to have a drama, a movie. So during his time on Earth, we kind of touched on it in talking about the baby, which I didn't notice in doing my reboot. But in this, Elf was worried that he may have been the last of his race with his planet being destroyed. So he wanted to father a child. So he decided to dress up as a human and get out on the town and see if he could find a partner to carry his baby. But that did not go well. So after striking out constantly, he got kind of frustrated, a little bit drunk, and followed a woman to home and raped her.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Hey. Jesus Christ.
So he impregnated this woman.
Jesus.
And then he...
Elf.
Elf did this.
Why?
Oh man, and this is really dark.
So he did that, left, went back to the Tanner's house. Kate kind of saw him coming in and was a bit suspicious, but didn't really know what was up and never really said anything about it. Then we skip to about 19 years later, and Elf's daughter, the story focuses on her. So she's living kind of a troubled life.
I can imagine.
Her mother had committed suicide when she was 14, and she's lived with foster family since.
14?
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Oh, she was 14.
The daughter was 14. Yeah. And then after catching up with like a family friend, she found out the truth about her father. Or, well, not about her father, but the situation of
Why
her
am
conception.
I covered in fur?
No, she's fully humanoid. So she found out that she was the product of that assault.
Right. Mm.
And then she does some detective work and finds a bit of information and finds out that her father's name was Gordon and that where he lived. So she goes to the house and trying to confront the man.
Yeah.
And then she knocks on the door and Kate answers and she asks, "Oh, does Gordon live here?" And she said, no, he left a long time ago. And then Kate says, I think he was my father, and kind of breaks down. And then, the daughter says that. And then the mum,
Kate,
who answered the door, Kate, says, no, he left a long time ago, and realizes what happened that night, remembers that night.
Yeah.
When Elf came back and she was suspicious all along. And it just kind of ends there.
Just kind of ends?
Yeah.
That's so dark.
That is
not afraid to shy away from
really
the,
dark
from the big issues.
That is so far away from
you.
What
really
I did.
Didn't like Elf.
Yeah.
He's a dirtbag.
He is a dirtbag.
Oh, capable God. Of horrible things.
Yeah.
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 What's it called?
Finding Myself.
Okay.
With a capital A in Elf.
Finding Myself.
Myself. Oh. So it's got kind of finding my Elf.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wait, is that the end?
Yeah.
It just sort of ends.
Yeah. And then it's kind of like, and that's why.
Disheartening.
That's part of the reason why Kate didn't like Elf.
Yeah. She's
so this happens like during the course of the series of Elf.
Yeah.
She, well, the original Salt.
She
Salt
could,
did.
She could tell.
She knew something was up. Yeah. She didn't say anything.
Can we turn this? Can we like tack on some sort of hostile type ending? I'd feel better about it.
Elf ends up getting tortured in the end by the government.
Yeah, so the government.
Does that help? Taking... Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But wait, she doesn't know.
So is he dead at this point?
No, no. Oh, like 19 years later?
Yeah.
He's gone. Whatever's happened yeah. with him.
Elf needs to pay for his crimes.
It's happened parallel. That's what I'm saying. This is really dark and awful.
Stop running up for us.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to move the location to Australia, first of all. And this is set in modern day. So we meet the Parker family, the average Australian family, mum, dad, kid, five cars in the driveway. They live on the shores of Coral Bay in Western Australia.
Is that a real place?
Yep, that's a real place.
Very good.
All right, take that one off the list. One day...
We've got our Coral Bay reference. Yeah, shout out to all our Coral Bay listeners.
Big listenership.
Listeners. Right. One day... the father, Ken, is out trying to show their youngest son, Mark, how to dig for yabbies on the beach.
Do you dig for yabbies?
Yeah, it's a thing. You dig in. I've got a video for this.
Okay. Just let him speak.
Okay. This is like how crabs hide under the sand?
Yeah.
Is that what yabbies do?
Yeah. There's a specific like implement tool. There's a great video of Rex Hunt doing it.
Oh, okay.
Which I found.
I hope he's in your reboot.
I could work him in.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's trying to teach me how to dig for yabbies on the beach. And a fishing boat crashes onto the shore. And on the boat is a young man from Baghdad named Ibrahim, who managed to survive the journey across the Indian Ocean. But everybody else on the boat unfortunately perished from either dehydration or was thrown overboard.
This is also pretty dark.
Things. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, he's incredibly dehydrated, and Ken's wife Barbara just got her Division I nursing degree. So he's like, "Well, we're too far from the hospital. We're out in Coral Bay. I'll take him back home, and they can mend him there." So they sort of keep him for a couple of days. And basically, they're just trying to like make the decision of whether to report him to the border force. Or, do they keep him? Because they grow quite attached to him.
Because of all his gags.
Well, it, like, sort of teaches them, teaches them, like, all about living in Iraq and, like, Shiite culture. And in the end, they decide to sort of, like, keep him and, live with him. But it's not all, happy going, because there's a grandfather character who's, quite racist.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want a Muslim illegal immigrant living in their home. So there's a bit of tension there, but I think he'll come around eventually. So the show's called Illegal Alien Life Form, and for the cast, Ken the father is going to be played by Michael Caton, maybe
nice.
From 20 years ago, because he's getting on now. Barbara will be Barbara being the wife will be played by Rachel Griffiths. And the grandfather is going to be played by Bud Tingwell.
Oh,
and I don't have an actor for the kid, because there's just not that many young Australian male actors that I know the name of.
Mm.
So
neither do I, to be honest.
Just get is Josh Thomas to play someone really. No, young.
Who's that one in?
Josh Thomas playing a 7-year-old boy.
Yeah, he can
Romulus, my father. The kid.
Mm. I can get Rex Hunt.
Rex Hunt.
Yeah.
Yibbida yibbida.
Yep.
Yeah. Yibbida yibbida. Get the kid that played
is that Arabic?
Lockie Leonard or something.
Who's the grandfather again?
Bud Tingwell. He's in the castle.
Yeah, Charles Bud Tingwell. Yeah. Passed away a few years ago. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he was like the magistrate.
The QC.
The QC, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's it. Illegal alien life form.
IELF.
IELF.
Cutting political commentary.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to get something light on the board, guys.
Well, mine's not super light. I haven't fleshed it out heaps, but essentially it kind of leads off from the last scene of Elf when, you know, the military all show up, except when he's taking off, when the ship like takes off and leaves him, it's actually a lot more Malmakian survived than what was originally thought. It's like, you know, probably like, let's say 20,000. It's like there's a fairly big community. And they go to take off, but like it's as it said when they were coming in the last episode of Alf, if you remember, they sent a code saying we've only got enough fuel to make one pass.
Mm.
Turns out they completely, you know, misread how much fuel they have. They don't get that far. They fly sort of only so far, just out of LA, crash land. The ship crashes lands and it gets stuck there. But, you know, the military's already seen them, so like they're tracking them, go with them, and they surround them. And as we know, the Malmakians aren't exactly physically gifted, and you know, the US military quickly encircles them and defeats them, and then they create some sort of like shanty town, sets up the Malmakians, put them in there as a processing because they're not sure how to integrate them into our society. Elf goes there and becomes the president of the Malmakian, the Malmakians, and he, you know, he's trying to get like this political message across to try and accept the Malmakians into Earth culture. So he goes to the White House to plead his case and you know, tries to champion the movement for, you know, accepting we are people too, just because we're from Earth.
People go. Yeah.
It's called Citizen Elf. And I've stolen stuff from Citizen Kane and only that movie.
What have you stolen from Citizen Kane?
Nothing, just the title.
Just the word Citizen? Just
I was going to say, we've seen a different...
Yeah, no, just we've seen different. Yeah, films. No, he just goes, it's called Citizen Elf. He's just trying to get the... Yeah, it's like a District 9 sort of...
Where does Chateau Copley fit in this?
He's playing Elf.
Chateau Copley will play Elf, and Matt Damon plays the President of the United States.
Jez, give us your best Chateau Copley as Elf impression.
Ah, shit.
That's tough.
No.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, plenty of gags. Like, it's all a bit... Like, it's not, like, a super dark one, like District 9.
Sort of tongue-in-cheek, like Elf.
Yeah. Sort of. So, like, you know, Elf goes... He wears, like, the suit, you know.
Mm.
As he's, like, doing the speech, he leads... He kicks in with, like, a bit of a sax solo. And then he talks about, you know, Malmakians, we're friendly. You know, we just want to... I mean, we're not like, the Aaron story of Malmakians. We're all right, you know.
Mm. I like that he knows my story, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says that was made up. There's no... can't give credit.
It's never been proven.
Yeah. He's fighting against it.
Yeah. Oh. So, no, I don't really have a cast because I'm not really sure who I'd put in there.
I've already said your cast.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah, Chateau Copley plays Elf.
And Matt Damon
plays the president. And I'm probably sure there's some others in there. But, it's Citizen Elf.
Nice.
I like
Try to get his citizenship in Earth with the other Malmakians. Jerome, what do you got for us?
Mine also not that fleshed out. Bit of an Australiana in there as well, though, Scott. So in the first scene of the last episode, when he's Alpha's on the ham radio trying to make contact with Australia, alternate timeline, he actually gets through, and he gets through to another Alf in Australia, Alf Stewart from Summer Bay, and they agree to trade places. So splits off into two timelines. One is Alf playing the role of Alf Stewart in Home and Away.
Yep.
The other one is Alf Stewart playing the role of Alf in Alf.
Stone the crows.
And it's called Alf.
Okay.
Which were you like following both stories?
Both stories.
Okay.
Both stories.
Which one do you reckon?
Bit of like a fish out of water, you know, plot.
Mm.
Classic tropes.
What does Alf do in Home and Away? Does he like run a general store or something?
I think he generally just gets upset about things.
Yeah.
Runs.
Elf can do that.
Yeah. And then the other Elf just hijinks, general family hijinks.
So
does he walk around naked as well? Occasionally puts a vest
naked, naked Raymond.
Oh, Elf, come on. So in the shows that we're watching, do the characters inside the show acknowledge the fact that it's somebody else?
No.
Okay.
So Alf Stewart dresses as Alf.
Yeah.
And Alf dresses as Alf Stewart.
Yep.
So, and they try to just assimilate. So it's a bit of a, like a, I don't know. What's that movie with Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay Lohan?
Freaky Friday.
Mm. No.
Parent Trap.
Oh, Parent Trap.
Yeah. Parent Trap type vibes. Like they switch them out and they try not to.
Yeah.
But they're
clearly
not twins because they're.
They're like twins, like Danny DeVito and Oz.
Yeah, that sort of twins. As opposed to, you know, the traditional definition of twin. Yeah, so it's called Alf.
Wow.
All right.
So television show, we're kind of going episode by episode.
Yeah.
Are we watching them at the same time, or is it like cross cut?
Yeah, take it in turns. Each
scene
every
to scene.
Second scene. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
The Alf times two.
Yeah.
The re-alphaning.
Could be like Alf squared.
The re-alphaning.
Yeah.
You could do something.
Alf to the alphaning. Yeah. Okay, well, ribbits.
They definitely took a dark turn this episode.
Yeah.
Which is surprising considering how like light and happy the show was. Although that kind of happened with Happy Days as well.
Just like
I was kind of thinking I'd make mine really dark, but then Scott, you and Aaron made those ones really dark. I'm like, oh man, I got to make this like a little bit lighter somehow.
Well, mine's supposed to be uplifting in the end because they take him in and like everybody kind of learns about themselves. Unless while Aaron's racist, is just like abject horror.
Yeah.
Unless racist grandpa like kills the...
No, can you get your hands off my
dirty hands off that? I could have made mine District Elf, and then like you know, then they don't really get it out. They're stuck in there.
Yeah. Seemed like it started off with like I thought you were gonna say the military just laid waste to all the elves.
Well, I thought they just encircle. I mean, it's like they just encircle them.
Any casualties?
The Melmacians are pretty.
Pretty resilient.
In my initial thoughts, I mean, there's a bit of a conflict. Yeah, the Melmacians are dealt with, and then. But I think the Melmacians like, oh, no, we'll just chill here.
Well, I don't feel like there'd be a warmongering race.
No, they don't seem like
have weapons at all.
No, they just kind of
not organized. They use comedy as a weapon.
Yeah.
A bit more sneaky and underhanded, I reckon.
Yeah.
It seems like a cross between District 9 and, like, Gandhi.
Yeah.
Does Elf go on
with a bit of Elf in there?
That's
obviously the Elf in there.
Yeah. Where'd you get that from?
That would be one of the 4.5 stars on the poster. Imagine District 9 and Gandhi, but both have Elf.
That'll be the movie tagline as well.
Yeah.
Just describing what it is.
The movie tagline is instructing people. Imagine this.
And we made it into a movie. Then 90 minutes.
A movie. Come watch it.
Please.
I reckon you could stretch it out for 3 hours.
If I wanted to.
And make it to a trilogy.
I'd put Kirk Cameron in there, actually. Mm. I'd put Kirk Cameron in it.
Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, you need a hateable character.
Is Kirk Cameron?
He directed the worst rated movie of all time and starred in it himself. Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas. Look it up on IMDb. It's I might be number 3 now on the list. I check the top one, bottom 100 frequently.
Yeah,
I like to keep you got to stay up finger on the pulse. Mm.
Well, that probably brings us to the end of.
I don't know. We have one more segment.
The reboots is what I was going
to. Reboots, yes. Oh, I want to hear this list so badly. Aaron, tell us about the list.
Well, this list was hard to find one because Elf is not a very popular show. And actors didn't go on to do a whole lot else. Most of these guys are pretty much just in Elf.
What are you talking about? Max Wright was Drew Carey's stomach in the Drew Carey show.
Oh, right.
Aaron, if I've learned...
List of actors who have played Drew Carey's stomach.
Oh, it's
just him.
You need to make that list.
If I've learned anything over the last 5 episodes, it is that there is an IMDb list for everything.
There is indeed. And this one follows a similar path to last episode's one. It is Motherhood with a Love Heart. All the mothers, in brackets, alive... On the show business.
On the show business?
What?
Wait, sorry.
What does that mean?
That's how it's worded?
Yes.
On the show business?
All the mothers who are alive on the show business.
Is there like a show called Business? Is that
on the show business?
If there is, there's 2,347 people on it.
Is it like
prisoner? The show prisoner.
Is it like a body of land that where the show business?
That houses all the mothers. So this includes Andrea Elson, who played the daughter in Elf. She is now a mother.
Ah, congratulations.
So her along with over 2,000 other people are on this list. This is from Leon or Costa 90.
Okay.
And they updated it 2 weeks ago. That's all IMDb list.
When was it? Does it say when it was created?
2015.
Okay.
It's two years
and a half. And he updated it so that was created 2015. It was updated 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he hasn't bothered to correct the... Terrible, terrible wording of that sentence.
No, it's still on the show business.
On the show business.
How do you find these lists?
There was someone else who made a very similar list.
Yeah.
But this person had missed a few people, so their list is just like 20 longer. So they wanted a more up-to-date list of all the mothers on the show business.
I need a comprehensive list. I can't have any gaps in my knowledge.
No, fair enough. Did you create the updated list, Jess?
Yeah, I did.
Just couldn't take it.
You're obsessed.
This person also made a list of movies that my mum saw so far. So they've 1,344 movies that their mum has seen.
What so are these lists?
They've seen?
They've made a list for their mum's movies.
That also, like, the grammar on that sentence
movies
is
that
terrible.
My mum
saw
so far. At least the ones that my mum remembers. Smiley face.
Why would you need a list for that? Why would you make that public?
Why anything?
What sort of stuff's she watching?
Lord of the Rings, Tomb Raider, or Deja Vu, Fast and the Furious, all them.
What Deja Vu? What's that one?
District Nine.
Yeah. Room
Expand. Has she seen Citizen Elf?
She would love it.
I've got a lot to look through here.
So. Deja Vu's a Scott Brothers movie.
With Denzel Washington.
It has one of the most hectic scenes in all of cinema where Denzel Washington's driving with like one of his eyes looking in
the past,
and the other one's in the present.
Yeah, that's
right. It's such a hectic scene.
That is bizarre.
From what I remember. It might just be shit now.
But I'm still not going to bother seeing it because it's on that list.
No, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, there are a lot of movies on this list.
Well, like if when you've got over 1,000 movies on a list, there's a fair bit there, a fair bit of content. It's not the worst list we've come across, but it's still very bad.
Yeah,
It's probably the most meaningless.
Yeah,
I can understand.
Gives you nothing.
I can even understand that list we had a while ago where it was actors that are more talented and better looking than Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, at least they had something to say.
Yeah, there was an agenda there. Just a list of movies that someone's mum likes.
Have seen.
Yeah, it's like, yes.
Back to the mother's list, just to show you how much effort this person has put in. You can put it in a comment next to each entry on the list, and they've put in the name of every actor's child on the list.
That's creepy.
Disturbing. Yeah.
That's not okay. They're not going to be... They're not necessarily also on the show business. they could just be people.
Yeah. But now they're on the show business.
They are now.
They're forced to be on the show business.
They've been dragged into it.
Oh, God.
Dragged onto it.
That list is much bigger than 2,300. That could be...
Exponentially growing.
Correct grammar. Oh, my God. Correct grammar, please.
We'll never get on the show business that
Not
way.
On our lists. Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
Okay. Well, look, on that note, I just don't want to talk about ALF anymore. IMDb lists now. I think we should just call it here. Final thoughts on ALF. Jez, are you going to have a look at any more episodes of ALF?
No. I might. Do you know what? I might watch some episodes of that talk show, maybe.
you can YouTube some funny moments of ALF.
Yeah, that'll be enough for me.
Yeah, I did. They're not that funny. Aaron, are you going to check out any more ALF?
I'm not. I might check out Drew Carey's stomach. But that's about it. That's as close as I'll go.
You can find all the details and information on IMDb.
It's considerably smaller these days.
Is it?
Yeah, he's slim right now. Downsizing. Drew.
So good on you, Drew.
Right on, Drew. Shout out to Drew Carey.
We're rooting for him.
Lost the ALF. Now he's smelt.
Exactly.
Stop eating cats.
All those cats, they make a difference.
Scott, what about you? Any thoughts, final thoughts on ALF? Are you going to have a look at it on YouTube? On the YouTube?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go back and watch that episode of Mr. Robot, or skim through it at the very least, to see where the ALF appearance is. Because I vaguely remember it, but it was a very bizarre episode, and I was tired. So
yeah, there's a few bizarre episodes of Mr. Robot. So.
Yeah, they really went somewhere else in season two. So.
I might watch that episode of The Simpsons. Yeah.
The pog form one.
Yeah.
Although there's another ALF gag from The Simpsons when it's like next time on Behind the Laughter, and it's got ALF, and he's like talking on Behind the Laughter, and he's like, by the third season, I was completely wasted all the time. They had to cut the crap out of my fur before each take. And I'd like to think that he was.
Sounds like it's not that untrue.
Yeah. No, he probably was. Hammered constantly. All the fame going to his head. Cool. So, Aaron, where can people find us online?
You can head over to our website, theincompleteseries.com. All our episodes are there, and throw us ideas for new shows and your own reboots as well.
And Jess, what about social media?
We are The Incomplete Series on Facebook and Instagram, and Podcast TAS on Twitter.
Correct. And Scott, any more comments? Any other places people can find us?
This is a quiz?
Yeah.
Because it's me, and you expect me to get it wrong?
I was actually impressed with that,
Jess. Yeah, I was actually floored that you got it right.
I've learned something.
I wanted to really throw you on
the bus. You were just planning to throw to Scott already, but you don't have anything to throw to.
I don't.
Just covered it all.
Well, yeah, obviously, you can go to iTunes, and you can rate and review our podcast. You can also head over to Podchaser, which is a new one. It's like a new sort of podcast reviewing network that we're on. Cool. You can actually put in reviews for individual episodes.
Would you call it the IMDb of podcasts?
I would call it the IMDb
of
podcasts.
Should we make some batshit crazy lists?
Oh, man. Maybe we should, like... It's still, like, pretty up and coming.
Yeah. It means we can add some awesome trivia about ourselves.
They're in beta, so...
Three out of four of us are on the list. Podcasters who are both more talented and more attractive than Morgan Cole. Honestly, girls. And I'll let you work out which three of us are on the list.
So what, Benoit, Aaron and Scott?
Yeah.
He's just on the show business.
Did not make it.
You're just on the show business? Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll probably just leave it there. So thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Az.
Thanks.
And thanks, Scott.
Cheers, Morgan.
We'll see you guys next time.